This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We got our flashback by request coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, and if you'd like to have a flashback played, some bit from the show previous to this one that you want to hear again, you can email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. We got Christian on the phone. Hey, Christian, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, so how are you?
Good. Yeah, now this is Christian. You live in New York, right?
Yeah, I live in New York City.
And you are, technically, you're homeless, is that right?
Sometimes I've got a place to, where I'm at.
Sometimes you have a place to stay, right?
Yeah.
And are you listening to our show tonight? How are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to your show on a listening station in Connecticut, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay.
And I want to say that I like your show a lot, and I think you're a very funny man. But tonight, your material not up to par. You know.
My material's not up to par tonight.
Yeah, that's all. You know, but I love what you do. You know, I love what you do. But tonight, you sound off. You know. Not quite. You know, I don't think your material focused, you know.
My material's not focused tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Christian. It's kind of a heck of a thing for a guy like you to say that when you were out there taking money to vote for John Kerry.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I did do that.
See, so for you to judge me.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. Hello?
I'm here, man. Didn't you say that Helen Hunt offered to give you, and I think you used the term BJ, for to vote for Kerry?
I don't remember that.
Well, do you remember her doing it?
Yeah, that's a better question. Do you remember her doing it?
I remember a lady doing something nice for me, yeah, but I don't remember being Hunt. I don't remember being Howard Hunt.
I didn't say it was Howard Hunt. I said...
Howard Hunt ain't a lady.
I know Howard Hunt isn't a lady. I know Howard Hunt isn't.
You mean Lamar Hunt?
What do you mean Lamar Hunt? I'm talking about Helen Hunt, the actress. Did she not do something special for you in a sex department if you'd vote for John Kerry?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I remember Lamar Hunt doing it for me, but I don't remember.
Get out of here, will you?
Mr. Henry, can I get one of your signed CDs?
I remember Lamar Hunt doing it for me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And if you have, as I said, a flashback request, you can call us or email us at phs@philhendryshow.com, phs@philhendryshow.com. Let's go over to R.C. R.C., how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Hendry. And we're going to be watching the TV show Teachers here in a few minutes.
Oh, that's tonight? Yeah, Tuesday night is tonight's the night, baby, 9:30 on NBC. Teachers.
Yeah. I think there's something that I want to get on the table, if I could.
Go ahead.
I'm a cadet at a military academy, and I also believe very strongly in our homeland security. I think that you should be more candid with the listeners on account of who Sarah Shahi is.
Sarah Shahi, the cast member?
Well, yeah. She's the very... beautiful woman with the clown clouses, or
blouse clowns. What a stuttering, muttering.
Yeah, blouse clowns.
What about her?
You haven't told us that she's Iranian.
She ain't Iranian, man. She's part Iranian.
Well, I think that's important news. I think you need to tell people that on account of the Homeland Security.
Wait a minute, stupid. Are you?
You can take stupid and shove it, Mr. Hendry. I'm in a military academy.
Wait a minute, stupid. Are you trying to tell me because the woman's half Iranian, this is a Homeland Security issue? Look, kid, do yourself a favor.
You can take kid and stick it. I'm here for the...
You do yourself a favor, kid, and concentrate on your studies, and don't worry about...
Did you not lie about her being Iranian or not?
I never lied. I never said she was Iranian. Iranian.
Well, then why didn't you mention it?
What, are you going to get upset?
Yeah. I become a fan of your show, and I don't even know the girl who's got the blouse clowns is Iraqi.
She's an... She ain't it. I don't know what she is. And what do you mean, blouse clowns?
too hot to be a terrorist. She's got them Hogans going on and everything. Another thing, can I get a signed CD from the...
All right, we'll be right back. Right off the bat, you're hitting me with all them cranks, huh, bud?
What are you talking about, man? You said you get some phone calls because you stiffed your first 2 hours.
I never said anything of the sort. 1-800-449-STIFFED my first 2 hours. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret, go ahead. I got to do my flashback.
Phil, I just want to let your listeners know I found a very good website that has a very up-to-date and very, I think, user-friendly and exhaustive list of black actresses in Hollywood, because I heard your conversation about having an African-American woman replace Katie Couric. I agree. I think it would be a wonderful move.
Well, you know, that a lot of people, though, say that, and they're right, and I... You know, it should be the qualification, not the color of the skin. But what people don't understand is television is as much about looks as it is about everything else.
Well, I know you have Teachers, which is coming up in a few minutes on NBC, and I know that you're probably a little bit more of an expert about television than you were a year ago. But I don't think people know what you mean by look.
And what I mean is when you turn on the television, there is a look. It's a look. And I don't know how else to say it. And a black face is different from a white face. It's just, you know, how do you want it to... but anyway, you've got a website.
Yeah, it's very comprehensive, Phil. And
all right, what is it?
It's www.spookvillage.com. And
oh, come on!
I don't approve of the name, no. But it's...
Spook Village?
Well, whoever put it up...
What are you talking about? Some freaking Aryan Nations thing?
No, I don't think so.
Spook Village!
It has a list of black actresses and black actors, and...
Well, I'm not going to have anybody go to it. It's that...
Well, I... Phil, I know it sounds slightly racist.
Slightly racist.
Look, I just want everyone to know, go to spookvillage.com. It's also my husband Frank's website.
Hey, Phil, I got a really good list of... really, where is it? Spookvillage.com. What are you laughing at, bud?
That's pretty funny. Spook Village.
Yeah, well, you're a racist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I got a black girlfriend.
Yeah, you got a black girlfriend, and yet everybody else you don't like who's black.
I like you.
I like you. It's time now for our flashback by request. Hiya, Phil. Could you play that bit where David G. Hall calls your mother a whore because you mentioned child prostitution in Thailand? Thank you, Jay. Yeah, this was one of the more bizarre ones. David Hall and Dean Wheeler were in this bit. David didn't want me mentioning child prostitution in Thailand because that would deflect the relief efforts that were going on around the tsunami. And, you know, Thailand was asking for help, and I had brought up the point, you know, here they want all this help, and yet they are, you know, there's child abuse going on in their country. He didn't want me to mention that, or he would call my mother a whore every time I did it. Here's how it came down. David G. Hall and Dean Wheeler on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, I want to speak to the... I am referring to the man that is on the organization that's raising money.
Yes, Edith, this is Dean Wheeler. Hello.
Yes, I'm going to tell you a thing. And do not interrupt me, okay? Because... And don't call my mother a name. Because...
We won't call your mother... This is David Hall, Edith. We won't call you anything if you leave child prostitution out of it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a thing. You don't demand from me anything. You don't tell me what I can talk. And you don't have the right to tell your host what he can talk. Yes, there is child prostitution.
All right, your mother's a whore.
Look, he just did it again.
Listen, I do and I did because I know I'm a volunteer in many organizations. I'm a volunteer for the Red Cross. I'm a RN.
Yeah, Red Nose.
And I have been in Thailand and I know what it is. And don't you tell me, if you want to help them, you have to help them to end up child pornography and prostitution.
Her mother's a whore.
Yeah. You keep on doing that. It's not going to... Edith, this is Phil Hendry. You keep on saying her mother's a whore or my mother's a whore isn't going to change...
Why do you people do... This is Dean Wheeler, Edith. I'm the head of the organization. Are you sure there's child prostitution in Thailand?
Yes, I am.
Or have you been influenced by Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Hendry influences people.
No, he does not.
Well, I think
he listen. No, you are trying to influence people, and you think you can tell Mr. Hendry what to do. It's his show, not yours, and you don't give orders on the radio, okay?
Your last name isn't Westheimer, is it?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what I am. what I am is an American.
Edith, you're making a very good point here. Go ahead.
I am an American.
I'll decide on who's making a good point or who isn't.
And you don't tell Mr. Henry or anybody in this mind. You don't tell people what
they can
do. You
might want to volunteer in a speech class. You might learn something.
All right. Let the lady finish.
And you don't interrupt me, okay? Because when you are talking, you make other people think that you are a good man. This way, we are turning away. The minute that you said you called the host his mother a name, you turn people away. It's not calling child pornography that turns people away. It's calling names like you did. You know one thing? You are nothing but a piece of you-know-what, but I don't say this in the radio.
This is Dean Wheeler. Is your last name Bunker? Because I want
to... Right. No, I'm not your mother's child, so I cannot be that. Okay?
Whatever.
And you don't know, you have no manners in
Edith,
the radio.
I want to... This is Phil Henry. What the lady is saying, many other people know to be a fact. There is unrelenting, uncontrolled criminal activity against children, the worst kind possible in the country that we are giving millions of dollars to now. I don't know if that money's going to tsunami victims.
Your mother's a whore.
I told you not to say that.
As long as you keep talking about it.
What?
Meanwhile, this good man, Mr. Wheeler, raising money. Yes, he takes a salary. So what?
You know what? Dear host.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you cut this man out? He's out. If the FCC doesn't cut him out, you should cut him out of the
Edith, this is Dean Wheeler. I just wanted to say something. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
Men were men.
And girls were men.
Mister, we could sure use a guy like Herbie Hoover again.
Will you shut up? There it is, our flashback of Dean Wheeler and David Hall. Right after the tsunami. When was the tsunami, anyway? It was last year, I guess. And they didn't want me mentioning child prostitution in Thailand. They just wanted to get all that bread raised for Thailand and, you know, all of that. You know how that went. We got millions of dollars for Thailand, and they're still having sex with kids down there. And nothing, hey, all right. Isn't that great? What the hell have you got the printer going for, bud?
I'm printing off a speech by Winston Churchill.
Well, can you do it on your own time, man? I can hear the thing going in my freaking ear. What do you mean you're printing off a speech by Winston Churchill?
I'm taking an acting class.
You're taking it in an acting class?
Yeah.
What kind of acting class?
I don't know. Be in movies and stuff? What an idiot. You don't know what you mean?
Wait a second, man. Are you going to be Winston Churchill or something?
Yeah.
In what?
In a scene I'm doing. I'm going to give a speech right after they kick the Germans' ass. I got a hat and I got a cigar and everything.
You're going to be Winston Churchill. That I got to see, man.
Yeah, maybe you'll learn something. That turd show you do on NBC.
Turd show, huh? You'd give your left you-know-what to be on that show.
Nut.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying it. Four more minutes, man. Episode 2 of Teachers is on NBC. Four more minutes, baby. Wonder how that one went. Wonder what the overnights are going to be tonight. Last week, I didn't want to know anything about the ratings last week. But I remember I was saying to myself, Monday or whenever it was, I was thinking, you know, just once I'd like something to be a little easy in this world. Just once. Just once I don't want to have to beat my brains against a brick wall to get ahead.
You're going to lose your head doing that. I didn't want to get ahead. All you can do is go down there. Oh, Mr. Hallhurt.
You're the guy that started it, yeah?
Getting ahead? Where do you want to get that? There's a toilet down in Beverly Hills at George Michael that...
Get out of here! I didn't say that, did I? I'm just telling you that I would like one thing. And then the numbers came out on the overnight for teachers last week. And I was like, wow, we kicked ass. But can we keep doing it for 6 solid weeks? Can we keep doing it for 6 solid weeks? Why not? Why not? Why can't we? I mean, I think the forces of right and wrong, all of the good stuff, you know, all that vibe stuff, you know what I'm talking about, that biorhythm kind of stuff. I think it's all coming together, baby. Good cast, good people, hardworking. Show is slap happy, goofy little cartoon. It's funny as anything else on TV. Why the hell not? Why not? If not us now, then when? Remember what old Ronald Reagan said, if not us, who? If not now, when? Did he say that or did...
Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay. Here's your Winston Churchill speech, bud. All 15 pages. Good luck.
I'm gonna knock it out of the park.
Yeah, okay, man. Bud Dickman as Winston Churchill, the one-man show. Ha, 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 ha. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, reminding you that our first-ever Phil Henry Show Celebrity Poker Tournament will be taking place on the 27th of May. That's at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. And the money that we raise will, well, some of it will go to you if you win, but a lot of it, a hell of a lot of it, is going to go to my good friends at my friend's place in Hollywood, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. That's on the 27th of May. I'll be there. Newman will be there. Wayne will be there. We'll get Michelle down there. We'll get a few celebs down there. Dickman will be there. All kinds, unless he's, you know, touring in his one-man show, Winston Churchill. Bud Dickman is Winston Churchill. All right, so that's coming up on the 27th. Don't miss it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Herb Sewell has joined us. Herb? I don't know where you're at, man. Herb, are you there? Is he there?
Yeah.
Herb?
Hello, Phil.
Herb, I only have a few minutes, and I'm glad that you called. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well, and I wanted to let you and let your listeners know that we are having a Phil Henry teacher's viewing party tonight. We're over here at Wayne Bell Getty's home, and everybody's here, and we're going to enjoy the program very much. I just want to let you know that we're watching it.
Well, I appreciate that, Herb. I appreciate you calling me. I know that you have been kind to me, but I have to tell you, and I told Bud this, and I will let my audience know, because of your criminal history, forgive me, Herb, because I know that you're making an effort, but my superiors have told me they don't want you on my show.
Well, I certainly understand that, Phil. I'm not trying to get you in any problem. I just want you to know that we're having a party over here, and we got the hot tub going, and we're going to be watching Teachers on NBC.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm not allowed to have you on the program because of the criminal record that you have.
Well, before I go, and again, I don't want it to be said that I'm not sensitive to that, but I want people to understand that I have very much reformed myself. I did 8 years in Atascadero's Criminal Forensic Hospital, basically a hospital for the criminally insane, because of child molestation. I don't do that anymore. We've got a gathering tonight of some individuals who I have also come out of the halfway house with me and are reforming their lives to a great degree. But we do get together because it's occasionally you want to watch a TV show of a man that you admire very much.
And I appreciate that very much.
And you want to get together and talk about the old times.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why they didn't want me to have you on the show. You weren't even talking about old times. Who is Wayne Bell Geddes?
Wayne Bell Geddes, that's his home that we're in tonight.
I know, but was he a defender?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes. Wayne Bell Geddes, if you Google the name Wayne Bell Geddes, the first thing that's going to come up are all of these fan sites. You're probably going to get a number of websites that have daggers with blood dripping from them if you Google Wayne Bell Geddes. You know.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You think that this is some kind of a joke. You think it...
No, Phil, I know very well it's not a joke. I know very well it's not a joke.
I mean, was this guy a murderer?
Yes, Wayne Bell Geddes did take... they convicted him of 31 homicides. He was eventually adjudicated criminally insane, went to Atascadero, and then was remanded into the custody of psychiatric outpatient and the penal outpatient care system, and is now in the halfway house with us.
And this guy's a convicted murderer.
Yes, that is correct. Well, he paid his dues, and he's. But John Dean Atherton is here. William Henry Allen is here. There's a great many people who have paid their dues, Phil, to society. But the reason why we get together is because when you say the names William Henry Allen or you say the name John Dean Atherton and you say it in the right company, you're going to get people pulling out autograph books. Because
see, there you go again, man.
There I go with what?
Well, I mean, these guys, what are these, stars?
No. They're stars in their own universe is all I'm saying. They're stars in their own universe. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you take Wayne Bell Geddes, number of homicides, time, and number of states covered, you, even if it's a Phil Henry who never harmed a human being in his life, you're going to want to pull out some kind of scrap of paper or the back of a receipt just to get his autograph. Because
why would I want the autograph of a guy that murdered 31 people?
31 people over six states in 3 hours. 31 people.
31 people over what?
Six states, 3 hours. And that was just one of the many sprees that he was involved in. Now, you've got to love that. Even if...
I don't love that. It's as mental as it gets. It's just a spree killer. It's a mass murderer.
It's all of those things. But that's got to be... As a matter of fact, William Henry Allen and Wayne Bell Geddes, they had an argument this week because Allen thought he had the record, and Geddes said, no, I've got it. It was a big, very big contretemps. We had to call Walter Bellhaven to try to break... Well, Walter, you know, because he's got skulls insinuated all around his town, he thinks he's the all-time record holder. You know, the Walter
Bellhaven, that maniac that's up there. I mean, what is it with you guys? You're sitting around and you're talking about this stuff. Can't be healthy. That's why I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore.
But, well, I want to tell you this one thing for the record, though. Walter Bellhaven was released from Savatin Correction Institute in Illinois. He was released after multiple rapes. He committed something like a serial rape of something like 15 women. He was released. Within 1 hour, he had killed, dismembered, and disposed of four teenagers and was back in custody 2 hours after that. Now, think about that. Think of just... I understand...
I don't want to think about something as freaky as that.
No, I understand that. But just the sheer poetry of...
Poetry?
Just... No, hold on. 3 hours, four teenagers, completely dismembered, never found the body parts, and turned himself in.
He turned himself in?
Yes.
He was released from custody?
Yes.
What? Is that a hot tub?
Yes, it is. The ladies... I've got the hot tub... Hold on for a minute. Bunny, I've got the hot tub going now, all right? But I'm not going to keep it on all night. All right, she's in there. Go ahead.
Who? That's Bunny Bellhaven, right?
That's Walter's wife, yeah. Go ahead.
Now, let me get this straight. The guy was released from custody...
Yes.
...for a serial rape.
Serial rape, yes. Released from custody, in other words, there was bail posted.
All right. Goes out, kills four teenagers 1 hour later.
1 hour later, yes.
How long did it take him to kill them?
Walter says, and I don't believe this because he's always trying to blow his own horn. Walter says 15 minutes. I make it more like 25.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a world of difference, huh? 15 minutes, 25.
Phil, you have to understand the world we're talking about.
I don't even want to be talking about this. I'm going to be in more crap for talking to you. So within an hour, he kills four, dismembers them, gets rid of the body parts someplace.
Right.
And then turns himself in.
Exactly.
Why, is the question.
Well, I think it's very obvious that he was, you know, what's the term, jonesing, you know. And
he was jonesing for a little murder, huh?
Well, he was probably jonesing. And realized, what the hell, you know, he's not like... So he went out, he got released, went out, you know, and...
Did he know any of these people?
No, 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 Walter's mad, Phil. He's quite mad. Walter's mad. They'll never let him go. He's mad. The man is a spree killer. The man's a sociopathic, psychopathic devoid. It's what we call a devoid. There is no emotion. He just goes out, gives him a little bit of a kick. You know, it's the way he relaxes. And so then he turned around, he went back and said, turn himself in. I've just committed four homicides. You'll find that these people are missing. You'll never find the bodies, but I'm confessing to them. And
how is it that this man was not put in the electric chair or lethal injection?
Because he knows how to work the system. And he had one hell of a good attorney. He had a very good attorney, and the funny thing about this attorney, the attorney had the exact same name as an early 60s teen idol. The attorney's name was Robert Rydell, and a lot of his clients called him Bobby. And so they used to call him Teen Idol, Bobby Teen Idol Rydell, because this is...
The name of the attorney was what?
Bobby Rydell.
Not the singer, this is a whole...
A whole different guy.
Yeah, well, who was your attorney? James Darren?
I don't get it.
Get out of here.
Maybe you should have said Sean Cassidy.
Yeah, maybe I should have. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. I thought of something and I can't remember what the hell it was. Oh, I know. I got a little bit of inside scoop information for you from the world of showbiz. Guess who may replace David Lee Roth in New York? you know, once Howard Stern went off of Infinity across the country and went over to Sirius, they had to get morning shows going. Now, they got Adam Carolla on the West Coast, who I guess is doing fine. But back east, they had David Lee Roth. And nothing against David Lee Roth, but it's the speech that I give time and time again. When you hire amateurs, you get amateur work. David Lee Roth, a great rock star and all that stuff. But, you know, this is broadcasting, baby. You know, like the Three Stooges said, shut up, you numbskull, I'm broadcasting. So guess who may replace him? Guess what the word on the street is, as they say. What do you think, bud?
Ruth Westheimer?
No, not Ruth Westheimer. What a moron.
Laura Slogander.
Laura Slogander? No.
Laura Schlesinger?
No.
I give up.
Opie and Anthony.
Sweet Christ.
Yep. Opie, what a foul mouth you got, man. Opie and Anthony, O&A, may be coming back to New York and terrestrial radio. Funny how that sex in the St. Patrick's Cathedral thing, yeah, that was bad, but, you know, they're losing money hand over fist back there. It's one thing to have sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's another thing to be, you know, Infinity and losing bread in your morning show. So Opie and Anthony may return to terrestrial radio in New York City on whatever the station is that Howard was on, XRK. That's the one. What do you think of that? Those are the, now those cats, very funny guys. And they, you know, they had two people having, you know, like a sexuality, as Chris Norton would say, in the St. Patrick's Cathedral. Well, everybody got upset. They got fired. They got driven out of the city. They were run out of town on a rail. You know, don't ever darken our sheets again. And they went over to XM, which is where we are. Now, I don't know what kind of show they were doing on XM, but apparently, you know, whatever's going on at XM, man, ain't good enough to keep them. They may be on their way over to Infinity in New York. Now, where does that leave XM? They need product, baby. This is what I've been talking about. This is what I've been talking about. See, everybody who looked at me real stupid about a year and a half ago, I was at the Radio and Record Seminar, and I said, and these jackasses, excuse me for saying jackasses, but folks, you got to understand, I love this business so much, it's actually kind of funny to see the people that run it. But I said to these people, these suits, satellite's here, man. What are you talking about? They were debating, well, what do you think about satellite? Is it here to stay? Are you nuts? Yes. And I said, and furthermore, with satellite radio, now there's more places for the people who are on the air to go, which means you're going to have to pay us more money. I bet you that's probably going to make you drop your shorts and quiver too, huh?
You better believe it.
Oh, they were screaming and yelling. They were crying like a pig stuck under a freaking gate. So, you know, the sky's the limit, baby. The sky is the limit. And if this TV show takes off, this Teachers, big fat billboard for the Phil Hendry Show, I'm going to be asking for a big pile of, what I'm going to be asking for is just a dump truck loaded with money. Just back it up. Just back it up. Anyway, it's time to look at a little bit of email here. In fact, we should break, and then we'll just, I only got a couple that are worthy of reading, and we'll read those in a couple of minutes. A reminder that our website is www.philhendryshow.com. It's where you get your backstage pass. You can get archived material. You can get all the good stuff. Don't forget our souvenir shop has got outstanding stuff. The new R.C. Collins camouflage bag, the camouflage hat, everything's a camp. Just, he's got a whole camouflage act in there. Check out the souvenir shop and our best of CDs at www.philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we'll take a look at some email right now as we sort of slither our way toward the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed Teachers on NBC. Those of you who are watching it and check back in with us, those of you who are listening to us, well, you didn't watch Teachers on NBC. Why should you? Because I'm in it. All right, it's time. Turn that crap off and put another song on, will you, bud?
I make it fun.
I hate the crap you pick. Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Sounds like a gay bar.
Yeah, if it sounds like a gay bar, it's better than others. Freaking stuff. Dear Phil, last night I found out that my father's cat, Floyd, had died. This is a real email, folks. Last night I found out that my father's cat, Floyd, had died. It was sad news, kind of like losing my father all over again. I'm a writer at CBS here in New York City. I'm giving a big presentation today, so I treated myself to a cab ride to work. At 5:45 this morning, as I got out of the cab in Times Square, the NBC Panasonic billboard was flashing a live shot of you on your TV show Teachers. I'd been crying the whole way over to work in the back of the car, and just seeing your face gave me a huge laugh. It was such a nice way to start my day. Thanks, Rachel.
Jewish.
What do you mean, Jewish? What do you mean, Jewish? No. You got to explain. Turn to me. What do you mean, Jewish? What does that got to do with a nice letter like that?
The name Rachel.
What about it?
That's what Jewish folks call girl kids.
What a turd, man. That's a nice letter, Rachel. Thank you very much. You saw my big fat Times Square? Wow. My big fat kisser on Times Square? What about that, bud, huh?
And a big crap-eating grin?
Yeah. Here's one. Hey, Phil, just a note, quick note to say thanks for all of the laughs. Listening to the show with my backstage pass helps me maintain my sanity. I'm a flight instructor living in Atwater near Merced, California, so you know what I mean. There are no women out here except for the girl working at the local bowling alley. Come to think of it, Vernon Dozier might be interested in her. I think she's underage. Working, of course, as a flight instructor, I have a lot of towelheads coming in asking if they could teach them how to take off but not land. Do you know what that means? Ha, 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 only kidding. As an aviator, I have a particular appreciation for Art Griego. That guy is one sick cat. Oh, well, here come a few more towel wrappers. Guess they want to know how to take off and not land. Thanks again, man. Keep up the good work, and congratulations with teachers, Ahmed. No, it's Matt. All right, thanks a lot, dude. Take off and not land. All right, well, there's the email, and don't forget, this is the radio show that other radio hosts listen to. This is the radio show appreciated by a great many people in the business who are talent, but nobody who actually runs a radio station gets it. So don't feel too dumb. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Teachers, NBC, Tuesday night. If you TiVo'd it, look for it later on. I'm sure it'll be in reruns. Oh, it's on Bravo. Oh, Thursday night it's being replayed. Dig that. At 11? Not on Bravo, but on NBC, they're replaying it at 9:30 Thursday night. So this episode of Teachers, you can see again at 9:30 Thursday night on NBC, and then 11 p.m. on Bravo Thursday night. So there you go.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.